The first reading today from the Book of Wisdom, we hear about how God saved this individual from all these various problems. And yet we look at somebody like St. Agnes, a 13-year-old girl, and we say, but did God really save her? After all, she was put to death. But that's precisely the way God saved her. She had decided, even at the age of 13, that she didn't want to be married, that she chose Jesus for a spouse. And therefore, when someone else was interested in having her marry his son, she didn't want anything to do with it. And not only did she demonstrate therefore her faith, but especially her charity, her fidelity to the Lord, whom she had chosen to love. She was willing to love him to the death. But beyond that, it is precisely in that way that our Lord brought her to himself. So we look at it and say, well, he allowed her to go through the sufferings, he allowed her to go through the difficulties, and he did. But then he freed her from all of those other things. So we have to look at that too then for ourselves. Because again, in the situation in which we're living now and as we're moving forward, there are going to be martyrs. In fact, I would suggest that there already are. And they're all over the world. They're being martyred left and right. We're just not hearing about it. But I think it has begun in our time now, in our country as well. And so we see what's going on. The question is, number one, do we have the faith? But most importantly, do we have the love? Do we have the love of God that is going to help us to remain faithful no matter what? Are we looking beyond this life to the Lord himself? Are we looking beyond ourselves? And do we have a love for God and a love for souls? We have to remember when we look at the saints, their sufferings weren't for themselves. Obviously, God uses that to purify them too. But in their charity, they're offering it for others. So again, as we look at our own selves, since we live in a self-centered society, are we really looking beyond ourselves? That's where all this fear is coming from. The anxiety is through the roof. Why? Because I'm looking at me. Of course, if all I'm going to do is look at me, of course, number one, I'm going to despair because there's no hope in myself. Number two, I'm going to be filled with anxiety because all these things or whatever are going through my mind. I'm going to be afraid. I'm going to lose my stuff rather than rejoicing if somebody would actually take the trash. But no, instead, I'm going to be afraid that I might lose it. And I might be afraid that I would die or I'd have to suffer. Imagine that. We might have to actually live as Christians. We might actually have the privilege to be able to suffer for our faith. And we might even have the great grace to go straight to heaven. There is not one single person here who can say, I deserve to go straight to heaven. In fact, a lot of us probably can't even say, I deserve to go to heaven at all. And yet, if God gives us the opportunity to go straight to heaven without even having to stop at purgatory, we should be doing the jig. We should be dancing all the way to wherever it is it's going to be. We should be rejoicing rather than being afraid. And there are enough people who've been martyred over the years that teach us. They don't feel it. The grace for martyrdom is there at the moment that they are martyred. So we don't need to be afraid. Oh, what if it's going to hurt? What if it isn't? Why do we worry? Why are we afraid? We just need to keep our focus on Jesus. But we need to make sure that we are truly loving the Lord. That's what it is all about. It is about truly loving Jesus. And that's what every one of us needs to look at. Is that love for the Lord there? Is the love for souls there? Because that's what the Lord wants. He wants souls. And are we willing to love him enough to be able to say, I'll offer my sufferings for you. I'll offer my sufferings for the conversion of this or that person or whomever the Lord wants to convert. But do I have that love? We have a knowledge of faith. Again, I'm not doubting that in anybody. The question is, do we have a love? Have we gotten it from here to here? That's where the question comes in. And only you can answer that question for yourself. So we look at Jesus. Obviously, there's a love for him or we wouldn't be here. But is there that much love for him that we will be willing to suffer for him, that we'd be willing to die for him, that we really want to be with him? It's not just, yeah, it'd be nice to go to heaven. Do I want to be with Jesus? Do I want to love Jesus for the rest of eternity? That's what it really comes down to. And if that's where our focus is, then we're not going to care what happens to us, because it's not about us. It's about him. And if we have the opportunity to go straight to heaven, praise the Lord for his mercy and for his love and for the grace that we can love him enough to be able to say yes to such an invitation.